Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reading.
Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and riches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and riches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, erection, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's a teenage girl, I'm throwing pistols. Horror is losing, and I'm trying to spread the message. More in its finest form, it's all the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm. Plastic covers, chopping long term. I promise we're doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked riches, no limitations. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's top of the man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shanks on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We're twisting in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We're twisting in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Woo woo. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, is, I'm guessing, taking a vacation. Don't know what the fuck he's doing.
So, it's just gonna be me. Maybe I'll still go find the temporary co-host till he returns.
Not much, Kimberly. Pretty much basically on my own until I figure out what the fuck is going on with Ghetto.
So,
let's see what happens. I say we kick things off with Blaze Your Dead On Me, Dead Body Man.
Some line up on the corners of the block where they slang down back here on the
your bitch ass out of my street. I mash through the east side, knocking the bass. Chilling with my freaks and I'm picking a face. Maggots and bugs like a claw on a head. Because my bitch is dead, I'd rather that instead of a hoe you can't trust with a dick in they butt. A dead body bitch, learn to keep her mouth shut. Chilling in the back on my dead homie too, which means they don't got nothing on the trees and brew. Now, if you think I'm sick, take a look at yourself. You got dead deer heads up on your shelf. On your keychain is a little baby rabbit's hand, and I'm still the dead body man. You can call me the dead body man.
Now, let's see here. Up next.
Buzzkill.
We can work with.
Rags, but his existence doesn't get red flags. He's so honest, caring and loving, but disobey the rules and you get suffering. So many questions survival's offering, but to everyone else it's so wrong to solve them. I guess it's wrong to be opinionated, cause then you're automatically in league with Satan. For individuals who don't recognize miracles, you're a square, you're no longer spherical. It's their seat when you feel forsaken, being stuck in this rut with no explanation. So when I'm feeling down low, when I'm shaking, I won't look to the sky out of desperation. As I look to the sky, I ask myself why I have so much pain and strife in my life. Today is not the day that I kneel and pray. When you show me a path but lead me astray, I feel like a slave, my cries go unanswered. I start to reject all that you stand for. If you exist in a soul merciless, then why do I feel so weak and worthless? As I look to the sky, I ask myself why I have so much pain and strife in my life. Today is not the day that I kneel and pray. When you show me a path but lead me astray, I feel like a slave, my cries go unanswered. Start to reject all that you stand for. If you exist in a soul merciless, then why do I feel so weak and worthless?
And we are back. Up next, Dark Lotus, Opaque Brotherhood.
Dying breed, salt of the earth. Police have been hated by the church since birth. Man, they forgotten what's the prophet and the prophecy. The opaque brotherhood, they label it hypocrisy. Like a lost practice of the Celtic tribes, stricken from the book, so they think it won't survive. But the call, the brotherhood opaque is too strong. Time to write another chapter, we've been gone far too long.
Look once, you see a flash like a shadow. Make it a double take, your wife gets left a widow. Dark Lord is kinda like a boxer's fist. Five of us packed together, covered up and ready to hit. We turn bodies to souls, souls to black mist. The devil's most cleverest trick is to make you think he don't exist. We opaque, translucent, an eternal brotherhood. A secret society buried deep up in the woods.
Opacity basically means that you can't see the brotherhood of five elements. We get deadly, be handy. Throwing at the devil, calling wicked, knee deep in the cloudy water. See alone, it's never picking. Conflicting my thoughts of life and death and in between. And if you're true, psycho schizo, then you're knowing what I mean. As we march in a procession down the long and winding path. Skeleton hand full of compass, dead skin for a map.
Even on a sunshiny day, I'm grimy, I can't find my way. Untie me, I don't mind the hate. It reminds me I'm of time and space. Five nomads, followers of no fads. Lotus Sam rises up above the petals of grass, which was once overtowering, now we overpowering. Planting our seeds for whatever tomorrow brings. Separated and laughed at from most kinds. I stood firm on my own two and passed by. My middle finger in the air because I'm that guy who don't give a fuck to watch each and every one of y'all die. Now put the signal in the sky and let them know that I'm a Lotus and brotherhood is the life. And if we grow and keep the focus the stronger, we're gonna get. And no longer can we forget all the power that we can shift.
Notice gross where the roses pass.
No might, no dark, no bad, no good.
know who you're fucking with. He was trying to snatch his jewelry and win. I caught up with Nate and said, I think it's worth a grand. He smiled, then he giggled, then he shook my hand. The jam was going down, I need the money, so I'm giddy. The fucking state was cool, only gave us 750. My mama threw me out, I called my sister a whore. Now my house is abandoned, my bed is the floor. It's been a week, I haven't eaten, I'm starving, I crawl. So my teacher, Mr. Lane, I'll be well into more. I broke into a Datsun and jumped in the back and waited for the bitch to put my shank to her neck. She gave me off of the car keys, cried and said please. She promised not to tell and give me A's and B's. I said I want your money, bitch, and all I can sell. Now I looked into her eyes and she was scared as hell. I knew she was a snitch, so I cut off her tongue. Got happy with the trigger, now I'm on the run. And it's
and obliviously suck his fingers in my ass. I don't need this. Why do you let this go on?
Why are you calling me about this?
Well, you're booking them. Get off the phone, you stupid ass. Who's helloing me? Mike Wood, please.
This is Mike Wood.
Please stop booking them, Mike. Please. They're driving me nuts.
And we are back. Up next. You know, I should really upload a certain track to the soundboard. Let me see if I can find it. I'll upload it. I'll download it and upload it. Let's see. I guess while I'm finding it, I say we go with a little Judge D.
You ready?
I'm ready, dog.
You down?
I'm down.
Let's do this.
I got your back on me. I got your back for life. Roll the shit up tight and let's ride tonight. I got your back on me. I got your back for life, man. I'm down for my brother. Rap strap. I'm a rebel, man. I try to keep it all love till push come to push, come to shove, turn to blood till some motherfucker try to kill my buzz. Then it's either click clack, fuck some more. I'm never far behind. I got your back up in this bitch and you got mine. Everything gonna be fine. We do it all the time. Come to smoke buds, get fucked up. I run up in your system like a cancer disease. Overtake your body, lace, limbs, and sprouts. I rock the party, party, I rock the overflow. Back door, I got your back, D2. Judge D, D-Lo, touchdown, woo-woo. When we was kids, playing ball on the block, and the block. Yo, these fools is all time. Still doing things, putting it down, D-Lo, D1, D2. Judge D, you'll get broke. We never left our town. We never left, still here right now. What's next? Moves on the bar, getting locked on pitches. Fools acting too big for the britches. I'll hit them up like switches. You fucking bitches.
Back on me, I got your back for life. Throw the shit up tight and let's ride tonight. I got your back on me, I got your back for life. Made a plan for my brother, rap strap for fight. Got your back on me, I got your back for life. Throw the shit up tight and let's ride tonight. I got your back on me, I got your back for life. Made a plan for my brother, rap strap for fight. We never left our town. We never left, we're still here, what now? We never left our town. We never left, we're still here right now. We never left our town.
Hope your body can fuck with the freak. Jump on the creek, down on the cheap. Get low from the boat with the MIC. Triple the dude, let me know.
pick them off. He just made on the ball. He walks around, there's no vacation. This time around, the boss ain't playing. Think I know what y'all was saying. Dolly Carey, talk his way. So who wants to be damn? With us, us, keep space and crew that don't. You a fuck up, pull another joint and go. Fill your cup, cup, and if you get a mob, put a face. Hey, what, what? Who wants to be damn? With us, us, keep space and crew that don't. You a fuck up, pull another joint and go. Fill your cup, cup, and if you get a mob, put a face. Hey, what, what? He looks back, cause he was 8 years old. You let him know. Down on the same street, running the show. Was in the city, better know that. Back, we talk that shit, bitch, that's your smack. Smack like this, smack like that. Won't play around, we play with bats. We don't watch your mouth, you keep talking that shit. Keep fuck around, that keep
on going back in. Go tell a friend, trying to raise your last with Gary in. One place for me, what all depends. Don't snap, you pack them on 14. Got cops with clones that I must attend. Stock my bus, so the plans don't bend. Put your smoke, it's just a trend. On me, it's my man, I'm dead.
This ain't no joke, you tell a friend. It's some real bitch shit. If we can, we're new to get bitch. It's not moving, shoot it on test, that keep fishing.
Come back again, last in. As long as I walk, you fuck around, bad lose that attitude. Don't get mad, dude, you don't assist.
Track I want uploaded. Remember, don't stop believing in Juggalo Rider Radio.
Yes, a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
something's happening. Can't explain what I'm imagining, coagulating inside of my abdomen. It only happens when the lights talk to me. I can feel it walk through me, and holy and unruly. Clothes dripping and it hurts, feeling my bones break. Teeth are falling out and I got fangs sharp and saw blades. My face extends another 6 inches, and my eyes can only tell you a story that's so vicious. Ears pointed in my hands and I'll pause with claws sharpening razors that you used to cut across your arms. I'm at a loss when in the dark, transforming like a Decepticon, destroy you like an Autobot. All that I got is a spot waiting in hell, with a curse until I get there with this story to tell. In a verse on the range, you put your house up for sale to get the fuck out of town, cause there's a werewolf around.
On. Panic sumo set in, who's in their right mind? Not me, my head runs spiral like loose leaves, cause as the night air seeps, my mentals give me the creeps. Little kids laugh and play, as I seek the deepest, darkest corners to contort night away. As the sun starts to set, I'm about to murder them all in a tent, to bury the planet, to unleash the killers. Fill us, fuck yeah, we got the muscle right. See us, fuck no, we working day and night. Street lights don't exist, I maneuver like Myers. When it's bright, I retract shit like vampires. Buy it, ain't no need to, it's automatic. Sadness, cause your girl's body done went spastic. Stash it in my cave for my sick ways. Many days of terror in these words I say.
God, I'll never see another sunset. But when it gets dark, I bear the mark 3 sixes. Surrounded by candlesticks, beads, and crucifixes. Demons levitate with poltergeists haunting me, while my consciousness is constantly taunting me. Pan itself, my life's a living hell. I'm hearing church bells when I open up the cross space and the body smells. Eyes roll back, I speak in tongues. Bleed from gums, it's time to hit the streets with guns. Busting 7 shots, laughing as the people run. Plead to be freed from these evil deeds I've done. Internal pain coincides with my violence and agony. The humanity, why does he keep stabbing me? But it's me that I'm stabbing, it's self-inflicted wounds. Prozac and Sam Haim, the end is coming soon.
You don't know what we are told.
The sky bringing dark to the land, just like closing your eyelids in my this blanket of night has the power to conjure the other side, precisely at the witching hour. Portals in the fabric of time, water splashed on the mirror while reciting in reverse, just like a nursery rhyme. Am I what? Fear not, will I? Everybody wants heaven, but nobody wants to die. Nobody wants hell, but through it they seem enticed, till it's pitch black, all alone and clinging to your life. My advice is to hold tight to whatever you call safe, cause in the dark they all patiently await for you to slip and trip and take the wrong path on a downward spiral to your own aftermath, leaving you with the heart of onyx of evil men. Till the sun falls and it all happens again and again.
You don't know what we are going.
And we're back. Yeah, no Angel Man, fucking... I'd rather have anybody but The Miz be champion.
The Miz just sucks. He needs to go back to Hollywood.
And, you know, get his ass kicked some more. Simple as that. But I will say this. Best match of the night. Bo Dallas versus... No, but Bray Wyatt versus Chris Jericho. And Jericho won.
I mean, come on. Jericho did in one night that Cena couldn't do in a couple, within a couple fucking pay-per-views. And that was beat Bray Wyatt. And of course, AJ Lee, the sexy ass AJ Lee, is still champion. Fucking amazing, fucking awesome match right there as well. And then, of course, unfortunately, Cena's the damn champion again. Bloody blah, blah, blah. His reign continues. I think Reigns should have won that match, or at least Kane, just to piss off Randy Orton. It would have been amazing. Absolutely amazing if Kane won just to piss off Orton. And then you had the 2 out of 3 falls match, which the Usos won and retained their title. I mean, so there were a few good matches tonight. I mean, Jack Swagger lost against Rusev. So, yeah. I said we go with another track here. I said we go with Tapeworm Decade or Decay of a Decade. Here we go.
To me with a jack, grab a millimeter, put it back in the bag. You don't know me, homie, I'm not as worried as you. And as you standing lonely, I'm in the booth laughing at you. If you could know how I feel, then that would be so satisfactory. Burn the wheels, turn the steel, just to get into the castle. Got me living proof, do what you do. Just a motherfucker, cause you look like a mook. Put your gum to chew in your fresh new shoes. Sick of the hunger, I'm tired of you spoon. Feeling like a fool, feeling like a tool. Feeling like I wanna get back in the mood. Two worm piece of paper, flip piece of food. Y'all motherfuckers don't ever see what I've been through. And as I'm screaming for you, you won't come back to me. It's just the little things I realize is bad for me. You talk a lot of talk, but it don't matter, man. I'm tired of the motherfucking strategy. Won't let it go till it pass away. I'm always gonna be Mike, always gonna bleed for the things that I like. Even if it doesn't seem all that right. Don't wanna wake up, don't wanna work nights. Don't run, I wanna get up in the middle of a fight. This is my gripe, going on strike. Fuck it all, man, there's fire in my eyes. And in my broken past, I murdered memories. The gun was soaking fast, I was burning energy. I'm on a mission, man, to find the entity inside my enemy. I finally met my enemy. Purify my abstinence and place your palm inside my chest. Running with a motherfucker bulletproof vest. I muddle like the butter, but the artist what I do best. So excuses, I'm not a nuisance. Sit him in the line, motherfucker, who's next? Staring at the floor, let my neck move mesh. Listen to the score, let it bang in the blue set. And when I'm struggling, I don't want sympathy. Life is just a puzzle, then a poem brightens up your day. I'm suddenly numb against everyone. Young when life was fun, y'all won't like my gun.
we're back.
And we're back.
Well, we're back anyways. I still don't know where the fuck Ghetto G at. He's on PS3 watching the WWE Network. But he hasn't showed up in 2 days. Well, 2 nights. So, he has internet, and he has a phone.
Well, I just messaged him, saying, hey, what's going on? Where you been at, yo?
Yeah, because he's supposed to be here co-hosting with me, but I don't know where the fuck he's been at. I mean, if I knew, it'd be different, but I don't.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going on with that.
I don't know either. I don't know.
I mean, you know, I at least thought he'd, you know, respond to my post, or to my status on PS3 saying, just believe, but he didn't even respond to that.
Oh, shit. Is he, like, going through some shit or something, or what?
I don't know.
I mean, it gotta be something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just wish I knew what it was.
Yeah. I don't know if Havoc, he's probably going through some shit or whatever. You never know.
Well, you know, it'd be nice if he let us know. So then that way I can find like at least a temporary fucking replacement for him. Like at least until he comes back. So, it's up to him. Simple as that. And we lost Kim, so I guess we'll go to another track here. Nah, I don't want to go with him. Go with we'll go with this.
Nobody else there fuck with me. So swag, what you want? Fuck me. niggas. My name is Old Flame and I handle my business. Skinny G niggas get lost in the gimmick. That's base, God. This flag, God. Put the ace, God. Then blast, God. These white bras put a race card like, oh, God. Rip the face off. Face off from in the church. Look, can I get a witness? No street guys really do that. Cause every day that life's gonna get your cooking. Scared to death in your sister's jeans. Shook to death in your sister's love. Nah, motherfucker, you don't get no love. Swag, you can get swag lost. And then you fucking wanna act hard. Please try me, I'ma put your tags off. And say you fear what you don't understand. You don't understand how you act less than a man.
You gay, what?
Shut the fuck up. Now these bitch ass niggas wearing makeup. Now I see why these niggas can't face up. Boy, blaze up, get your face up. Shit, stay cut, let the credits roll. These characters getting way out of control. The movie's done, so I'm gonna flip that script. Little B, I was gonna suck my dick. But he probably would, and I wish I could, like the bitches do. This is Hollywood. We were going for good, leaving runs of wood. In a pine box, pitch my thoughts in the hood. Ugly ass bitches get ass raped. Get duct taped, then face fucked. So I put your black bitches that hate much. Tell Mr. Fat, shut the fuck up. How you co-sign that bullshit? They left me know that you a bitch. Don't stand for shit with these white girls. A nigga in this white world. Oh my, tighten up the hood. Respond to me, I wish you would.
And we're back. Let's see here. What should we go with next? And there ain't nobody called in. We have no idea what the fuck is going on with Ghetto G. And Tim's back with us.
I do not know what's going on. It will not let me add Angel to the Scott call.
I don't know. Well, he's called in anyway. What's going on, you fucking demon?
Well, I missed a lot of shit. Let's just put it like that. I missed a lot of damn shit.
Yes, you did. Like, one, we're trying to figure out where the fuck Ghetto G's been at.
Is Ghetto in here?
He showed up, finally?
No. No, he's still in here. I mean, he's up on fucking PS3. And I see him online. But that's about it.
He hasn't answered my message.
Yeah. I've hit him up on Skype. Kick. And he hasn't responded to me on Kick.
Well, hey, if he doesn't show up, we host the show, me and you.
Hey, so you don't even know how to call in with Skype. What are you talking about? No, I'm just joking.
Hey,
oh,
no, okay.
But I'm going to give him to at least Wednesday. If he doesn't show up on Wednesday, I don't know what to do.
Keep the show going, because you know there's a lot of people that like listening in, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they might
and not... I could be the extra co-host, so to speak. I don't know how you feel about that.
But, like I was saying, like, there's a lot of people that like this show, you know what I'm saying? I like calling in, you know, and fucking talking to y'all, because y'all cool as hell. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see some good songs and shit.
And I've been listening to you guys for so long on top of that.
Yeah, so the show must go on. And so, I mean, we need to at least try to figure out what's going on with him.
I agree. I mean, has it been on Facebook?
No, he hasn't even been on Facebook.
Alan, did he respond to me up on fucking PS3 or Kick?
Because usually it tells you how long the person's been on there, but it doesn't even show up that he's been on there. I'm thinking maybe someone stole his phone, maybe?
I doubt that. You know, he's been reading and then he always keeps it with him.
I don't know, Havoc. But Angel, look, log in to Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not going through all that hassle right now. I'm already on the phone with him.
No, just go there, and I'm about to show you how to fucking do it.
I'm all right.
I'm just pissed.
I just got to change to the other spike. The other Skype, that was my problem.
Yeah.
I got two Skypes on this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Figured I got to scan this bitch right now. I've been on it all day.
Let's see if he responds to my fucking message on PS3.
Like I said, Havoc, like I said, I got your back if you need a backup.
Well, I just tagged him in my post saying, get OG, where are you?
Because you told me, what was the last night that he was playing games?
Yeah, like last night he was playing Army of Two. And right now he's watching fucking WWE Network.
But like I said, keep the show going. But you going all out with the t-shirts, you gotta keep the shit going, dude.
Yeah, I know.
And plus, you've not been supporting your ass for a long ass time. Just to keep the shit going.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, Ghetto's been a part of this shit for the longest fucking time, and, you know, it's just weird that he just stopped fucking showing up.
Yeah.
I know, he usually shows up around 12:30 and between 12:30 and 1, usually.
Exactly. So, it just makes you wonder, what's going on here?
You sure you don't, do you got any health problems? Sure it ain't that?
Wait, what happened?
You sure it ain't any health problems?
Man, I don't even know, because, I mean, he didn't respond to me.
You got his number, personally?
Nope. We got a 405 called in. 405 was good with us.
Sorry. This Jesuit picks it out. I'm going to put a song request for some head to eat.
Anything in particular by head to eat? Because I've only got a couple tracks on my bond here.
How about American Beauty?
I think that's probably one track I don't have, but I could probably get my hands on it.
Okay.
Just give me a minute to get it and download it, and then upload it to the soundboard.
Okay.
See, you got someone calling in.
Yeah, whoop whoop to you for going in, though, definitely.
Whoop whoop, Ninja.
I'm gonna guess and say she found us through probably fucking KFC. I'm just guessing, but there again, I mean, we can't really post up in there until I guess all that bullshit with the fucking
right
shit.
Right now,
fucking...
it's free game.
Wait, it's free game now? Don't you just...
It's free game. If you know what I mean.
Technically, no.
I do. I know what you're talking about.
So was the pay-per-view any good or was it shitty?
Some of the matches were good. Some of them were fucking retarded. I mean, like I said, the fucking match between fucking Bray Wyatt and Chris Jericho was fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, both of them got good things on the mic, no fuck it.
Whereas the match with fucking the Fatal 4-Way was kind of bullshit and was predictable. Like, holy shit, that
predictable.
Fucking...
Correction, it's the same old shit. Same old shit. Same old shit. Sound like the freaking ECW arena on that day when he faced RVD.
Yeah, but RVD whooped his ass and, you know, every team that, and, you know, won the title.
And hey, unify those bitches, remember that.
Well, what I mean is the fact that John Cena won is so fucking predictable.
Hell, I'd be happy Brock Lesnar kicked his ass already.
Actually, it's funny because I think that's exactly where fucking Paul Heyman went to go pick up fucking Brock Lesnar, because on Twitter said going to pick up Plan C. Wait, what happened?
No Sting tonight. That's what I heard. Plan C was Sting.
I don't know why it'd be Sting for, because Sting's done a Paul Heyman guy.
I thought he was, but then again, you never freaking know.
No, I'm thinking Plan C is either one or two people, either Brock Lesnar or CM Punk. Because Punk can still be a fucking Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah, true. But I would love to see those two as a tag team, though. That's something I want to see.
That would be great if, you know,
they could get along.
Punk can't stand Lesnar, and Lesnar can't stand Punk. So what's the point of making them a fucking tag team? I mean, come on, that would be like the fucking Shield trying to reform again and failing miserably.
They're going to do it later in a couple of years, though, what I heard.
There again, I don't see that working out because of the simple fact. Ambrose can't stand fucking Rollins, and Rollins can't stand Ambrose.
You mean real life or storyline?
And probably both. But, all right, homie, here you go. Head PE, American Beauty.
Okay.
Y'all motherfuckers need to get ready, get in the shower, because I'm finna go out tonight, get fucked up, get fucked, and stay away from the police. You understand me? Come on.
What time is it? Bitch, get the fuck up. This girl wants to get fucked. All right.
Hey, daddy, can I talk to you? Daddy, I'm only 17, but I know just what to do. Got the club full of pay, big money for me. But daddy, you can get this last dance here for free. I need love, daddy. Daddy, give it to me. It's my birthday.
All right, let me see your ID. Because the last time I was fooled, the bitch was just 16. Big ass, big kids looked at least 23.
Going straight to hell.
You're fucking you, wrong that I wanna be. You're fucking you, wrong that I wanna be. You're fucking you, wrong.
Hey, baby girl, I know just what to do. I'ma spank your little ass till it turn black and blue. Then you put on these heels and you arch your back, and I'ma crack your ass in half with my 8-inch staff.
In my parents' bedroom.
Yeah, you know how we do it.
On my mama's bed.
You go ahead and give me head.
While my daddy's working.
I got my own work to do.
On the kitchen table.
I popped a cherry on a high school senior. Head cheerleader.
you're back. There you go.
Thank you, Pa.
You're welcome. And she's gone. Now what the hell was her name again? Because I don't remember. I think she said, like, what, Juggalette Pixie or something like that? And that was, isn't that what she said?
I think so, yeah.
Well, Juggalette Pixie, if you're still tuned in, add me up on Facebook, Havoc, Juggalo Rider Radio. And it was dope having you up on here.
I'm surprised. I'm just shocked. I missed so much a short little fucking time tonight.
And of course, I almost forgot. Of course, we had the tag team match, which was pretty badass. But of course, the Usos retained their title again. So hopefully, we ain't got a fucking another fucking rematch between Usos and the Wyatt. If they do, I'm going to blame Angel.
I'm only following the buzzards.
Like I said, if the Wyatts get another fucking tag match after losing twice, if not more than that, it's all your fault.
I just think that's a good rivalry going on. But you got the Sons of Rikishi versus those two big guys. That's a good rivalry.
Yeah, but we don't need to see it again because, they already had, that's basically, what, fucking two, three fucking tag title matches and they've lost again?
Well, they ended up bringing more, they ended up bringing the match like they did with that cage match.
No, what they need to do is stop fucking around with NXT and bring the fuck in Ascension up to the main fucking roster and have them face Usos for the title.
By the way, what you know about this new Chinese guy that they signed?
Wait, about what? Who?
They signed a new Chinese guy or some guy from Japan.
Oh, WWE or TNA?
Yeah, WWE.
I don't know. What's his name?
I forgot his name, but it's some new guy. They signed him off the roster, and he's in NXT. They just signed him all the way from Japan. I forgot his name. I don't got his name to mind.
Well, give me a second, because I have a way of checking out. Now checking out the fucking personnel for WWE NXT. Let's see here.
And plus the brand and Kevin Smith, the mother deal. Kevin Steen.
Oh joy. This is what we need. It's him. Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody new. I mean, let's see, Old Dempsey is the only new guy I've been seeing lately.
Hey, I bet it's on the Wikipedia by now. I bet they got, because they keep that shit up to date on the Wikipedia, because the roster wise.
Let's see here. Unassigned. Let's.
Damn it.
Yep, I have no clue. Virgil DeVitt, maybe? Him?
I think so. I know he's Chinese. I just know that he's Chinese or Japanese.
But this definitely ain't him because this dude's Irish.
I will look him up when I get him. You work tomorrow? Or are you still off?
I go back to work tomorrow.
How's your leg feeling? Pretty good? Or still feel like shit?
It's better now. Let's see. Yep, no clue.
I know he's Chinese or Japanese, whatever the hell it is. That's all I know. They just signed out, I think, from Japan. Yeah. His name don't come to mind. I know I ain't that much information, but that's all I got right now.
On out here.
Kim, really? Oh. What's that? Really? You gotta bring out the bloody knife?
Well, Kimberly left us. So, I don't know what happened to Kimberly, but I guess we're going to a track while I'm trying to look this shit up. So I say we go with Disturbed Monster. And we're back. And Kimberly has returned.
He's back in black.
Really?
Sorry, way, y'all, my computer turned off.
By the way, the dude's name is Kenta.
What is it?
Oh, Kenta?
Yes.
So what did he bring to the table? Anything good?
Let's see. He's a three-time, let's see, if you want to, let's go over his fucking championships. That's the best way to fucking actually determine if he's good or not. Pro Wrestling, Noah, he's GHC Heavyweight Championship one time. GHC Junior Heavyweight Champion three times. GHC Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champion three times. GHC Tag Team Champion one time. It was trained by fucking Yoshihiro Takayama. I remember back in the day, that dude used to be fucking good.
You looked up his name on YouTube. Does he seem pretty good? Any of his matches?
I didn't even look him up on YouTube. I just looked him up on fucking Google. Let's see. He's got four finishing moves. Asai Pool Hino Iza Jerry, which is like a knee kick. He does like the game over, knee kick is like a single leg running high kick. He has one that's called game over, which is a umplada cross face. He's got the GTS and after a stretch. He was in Ring of Honor from 2005 to 2009.
So he wasn't ROH, okay. I didn't sound of that.
He was also in... Well, that's about it. I mean, he was part of Pro Wrestling Noah from 2014 along with Ring of Honor. And now he's in sort of WWE, so we'll see exactly what, you know, how good he is in there.
And we'll not on top of that, depends how they use him.
Well, that too.
But look what they did with Yoshi.
Yeah, Yoshi Tatsu fucking just sucks down. I don't know what the fuck
Yoshi was good as hell on ECW. That's his... Until they brought him with a mask.
With a mask?
Yeah, he came with a mask.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, kind of. But, trying to see what I can find for Kenta on YouTube, like his matches and shit like that. And it looks like they're also bringing Prince DeVitt to WWE. That's the Irish dude I was talking about. Let's see. By the way, that move that Daniel Bryan uses, the running knee to knock people out, that's actually Kenta's move.
Well, that nigga, he did do Japan. From what I know.
Let's see here. Let's look at Brian's moves. Yeah, here we go. Running single leg high knee adopted from Kenta. So... I don't want to see WWE 13 fucking matches, you dumb fuck. I just want to see a goddamn match with this motherfucker. There we go. A fucking 30-minute match. It's in Russian. I don't like watching. I don't really feel like watching anything in Russian. Oh yeah, no. Yep. Oh, Gilgi hasn't even responded. Again, still up on fucking. Up on fucking PS3. He's been up on there for like a good long while now.
That's why I barely play video games anymore. I still got my PS2. That's all I got.
Well, it'd be nice to know if, you know, you fucking read this shit. Like I said, I'll give it to Wednesday, and then if I have to, I'll find a new temporary co-host and at least until he returns.
And like it goes I said,
if it goes longer than that, then we'll find somebody permanent. But you know, like I said, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because of the fact, you know, he's been with us for so long. You know, I mean, should Gil's been put on JR. Since at least 2009, and JR's been around since 2008, so.
I hear you.
Well, I said we go with some ICP. It's time to do the Headless Boogie.
Back.
And we're back.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the Kool-Aid Man combined with fucking Macho Man. But, yeah. I have no clue. I mean, I'm hoping fucking Ghetto Jew actually respond to me on Kick, but nope.
Yeah, he hasn't replied back to me. I even tagged him into a post.
Well, if you got a Kick, I'll give you a Kick, and you can add him that way and hit him up there.
Hold on 1 second.
Cause maybe he'll respond to you.
I'll see. Hold on. I gotta download it. Hold on.
Still ain't no scanning. What is it? 39%? Sheesh. Still. I'm curious, Evan. What type of programs do you use to scan computers? What type of program do you use?
Wait, what happened?
What type of program do you use to scan your computer?
I use McAfee.
I use Komodo.
Yeah, I just use McAfee because, you know, it's provided by our fucking provider, which would be AT&T.
I use Komodo, but I've been using that for mostly all my computers.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck that is, so I don't use it.
You want to tell you the link to it?
Man, stop sending me damn links before I smack you. But if you want, you can send the Ghetto G's fucking inbox. Just spam him with fucking links. And if he ever returns.
I don't send them all links. I tell them yo, and they only got a scene.
I'll send him a shitload of links. You know, maybe he'll fucking respond to those.
Or show him some tits and ass.
That could work too.
But that's his weed, tits, and ass. Then again, that's any guy's weakness.
Yeah, like I said, that might work.
Well, I'm thinking he's sure in a health problem. That's what the first thing comes to mind, health problems.
Well, that's the case. I don't think he'd be up on PS3. Watching WWE Network.
Or you sure you ain't taking a little vacation? Away from all the drama. On the internet. Or he loves drama on the internet.
Yeah. Don't forget, he loves drama, motherfucker. So that don't work. That doesn't work out.
Hey, I'm just being curious over here.
Oh. If he responds to me, he responds. If not, fuck it. But I'm watching me some motherfucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Send me his Kick on Facebook.
You want his what on Facebook?
I did.
Alright.
You sure he's on another Facebook? Or you already tried both?
Man, I checked all fucking three.
He got three?
Yeah.
Damn, I said I got a lot. So I got like four of them.
It's got two Ghetto G1s and another one, which is the Tom Johnson.
Is it what, Thompson?
Tom. T-O-M.
Oh.
But he hasn't been, he's on either of those. So, I mean, if I knew his fucking, his actual last name, I could fucking look him up that way.
Oh my god, shit,
that's so good. The fuck was that?
I got no fucking clue. I got everything on mute back here.
Alright.
Yeah, but my scan is complete. That's good. I got everything on mute.
Holy shit, he's called in. Ghetto G, where the fuck you been at?
Well, isn't this show rather riveting this evening?
Yeah, where the fuck you been at?
How fucking time? It's been three fucking days.
I know, right? What the fuck? What's up, yo?
What's going on, yo?
What is going on with you?
I don't know, just didn't feel like talking the past couple of days, that's all.
Ah, that explains it. By the way, Ghetto, I sent you a picture up on Kick.
Oh, yeah? And what'd you send me a picture of?
Well, fucking tomorrow, they decided to add some, they decided to edit the Blackbird logo. And, you know, send it my way, so I sent it your way.
So how's it look now?
It was dope, and she added some fire to the sides of it. Why the fuck were you talking about Northern Ohio fucking dealers?
Not me.
Angel, nobody wants to buy cars in Ohio.
Yeah, man. I'm not sure you saw my post about Chris's number popping up last night.
What do you mean it popped up? So did you talk to him?
No, because I hung his ass off.
I'm ready to be here. No, I will. Do my best.
God damn it, Angel, I'm gonna smack you.
What, they're talking about Kenta?
Man, you're so weak. Hell, motherfucker.
Who the hell is Kenta?
Kenta is apparently a new wrestler coming to WWE from Japan.
Oh, so another failure like Sin Cara.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, then on top of that, like they still, like I told you before, they failed whenever they made a Sin Cara toy and put Hunico on it. But they have that one, and then they have another one that actually has Sin Cara on it.
Well, yeah. So,
doesn't make any sense.
What did you think of Battleground tonight?
I'm glad I didn't pay $60.
Damn. Thank God I didn't even Dude, thank God I missed it.
I sent you a message on Kick, by the way.
Who'd you send a message on Kick?
You!
How the hell did you get my Kick name?
I'm just good like that.
Jeez, man, I leave for a couple days and people are stalking me.
But I will say this, man, the Bray Wyatt versus Jericho match, that was actually pretty good.
But what the hell, man? Who the hell saw Jericho actually winning?
Yeah, right? And all I know is they better not give fucking the Wyatts another tag title match because
They've lost, what, twice down, three times?
Well, let's see, with counting down twice tonight, once, like last week, the week before that, so that's four times there. That's how many other times?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was impressive to see the fucking Usos actually win that fucking two out of three falls.
Before this came on, I was like, man, ain't no titles even going to change hands except for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, you're right. AJ Lee's still champion.
What the hell was that? Why was Paige crying? What is that shit?
I don't know.
I'm surprised we missed your ass, G.
You did what?
Missed your ass.
What?
Apparently he missed. Apparently Angel misses your ass.
We, I said we.
About to say, what the fuck is he saying over there about my ass?
He loves your ass.
I don't know, he could. I don't know.
Fucking Steve Urkel over there. The fat Puerto Rican version of fucking Steve Urkel. Except don't push it with him. When he says, did I do that, nobody knows what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah, go ahead and say that in Spanish.
Well, Angel, we're waiting.
Sorry, I'm busy right now.
Come on, say, did I do that? Three words. Three, four words. I can't count them. There we go.
That's four words. By the way, did you know that Toria fucking deleted me?
Really?
Yeah, man, that was her page. And it says, add friend.
Jeez, what did you do?
I don't fucking know. But, man, fucking JFC's been going fucking crazy because they had a fucking, someone posted up a picture of that pussy up in there.
Oh, yeah, was it nice?
I thought so.
Was it even theirs?
I believe it was the chick that posted it, asking people, what they thought about her fucking netting.
Really, it's come to that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I was MIA, so I don't know what the fuck happened.
I seen it.
Man, you're always MIA, motherfucker. Damn catfish.
So did you enjoy whenever Jericho went for the roll-up and smacked Bray Wyatt's head off the turnbuckle?
That was fucking perfect, man.
They just played it off like it was meant to happen?
You know there's going to be another rematch now, right?
Well, yeah, because Jericho won, you know?
I'm talking about fucking... And if you keep fucking humming your damn music, I'm going to smack you with a fucking musical note.
I was singing the Usos theme. Gosh.
Yeah, he's literally going to steal one from the top of your head and smack you with it.
but what I'm saying is, man, this is going to be a rematch between Jack Swagger and Rusev.
You know, I don't understand that, man. All that for a countout.
Man, all that for him to get his ass knocked the fuck out by a turnbuckle.
But the thing about that is they got that going on, and then they also got that actually going on in real life.
Yeah, hey, what the fuck?
Like, they're over there, you know, fighting with each other and shit. And here that dude's all over WWE, too. Like, what the hell, dude? This really is going to be like a massive war.
It really is. Don't see the All-American lost. Oh, I guess America's screwed.
Yeah, right? Like, it happened on there. Now watch America be fucked completely, yes.
I mean, come on. Well, again, Big E couldn't beat him twice. Jack Swagger, we the people, couldn't beat him. It's just kind of sad.
bringing Brock Lesnar to beat him since he's American?
No, they're planning on having him beat Cena, which is also a terrible idea.
Yeah, pretty much. They're smart, dude. That's a good with a good match. It's one that I can actually beat, that you want to see.
But yeah, I don't know. The whole pay-per-view, I was only impressed with the tag team match.
Yeah, well, that match is for me, and Bray Wyatt versus Jericho.
Even that wasn't even that great, you know? It's really dull. And it's not because, you know, Bray Wyatt lost, but I'm just saying the whole match was just kind of lame.
Well, I guess. But, and unfortunately now we have The Miz as our Intercontinental Champion.
Yo, Havoc, I'm curious. You got the Usos theme or no?
No.
Damn.
Angel, careful when you go to your car. Dean Ambrose might be there.
You mean the Titty Master?
So how do you think he got out of the trunk? You think Seth Rollins clicked a button? Because that trunk was actually closed, and you can't open a trunk yourself.
What did Papa make him happy?
Ghetto?
Oh, wait, never mind. It looks like the trunk's a little bit open. Never mind.
Ghetto, hide your fucking ears.
How do I hide my ears?
I don't know, but apparently Echo's trying to fucking rap.
Oh, great. See what happens when crackheads get ideas.
Yeah, she hit me up and goes, I've been trying to rap.
See, keyword there, trying.
All they need to do is bow. Leave.
Jeez, took you long enough. I forgot what he was going to say. He was like, Bo. Wait, what's that other part?
But no, I came back with a smart ass fucking comment. She goes, I've been trying to rap, and I go, present?
soon enough.
Man, isn't it bad enough we've got enough crackhead rappers out there? Now we need her doing it.
Yeah, I don't know what she's thinking. Hey, we might be surprised. She might actually be pretty good.
Yeah, possibly. But I doubt it.
So, did anybody pick up that DVD? Road to Paloma or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, no.
So they've been advertising about this for months now.
And it's funny because that entire movie has nothing, that has no WWE superstars in it. Why the fuck does WWE Studios need to be fucking producing it?
To make money.
Yeah, I mean, Vince McMahon's doing a shitty-ass job keeping his money as it is.
Yeah. Well, Triple H does what he says with keeping John Cena as the champion. I really think if Triple H had control, man, I really think he would make him lose the championship.
But I think the authority has been split up now because, you know, you got Orton and Cena no longer together, probably.
Man, they were never really together.
Well, true.
It's kind of like, remember how they had Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton?
Yeah, that was absolutely retarded.
RK, no.
Worst team name ever.
Well, that's why you don't let the universe, you know, determine your name.
Hell no. Well, I have a feeling Rob Van Dam's probably injured again.
Yeah, where the hell was he at? Wasn't he supposed to be in a battle royal?
Yeah.
And so was Adam
Rose.
I think he was getting
high. That's the problem.
Yeah, man, Adam Rose was as well.
Fandango was. Wait, hold on. Did anybody watch the kickoff show?
I did.
Why did they play Fandango's music on there? Was he on there doing something?
Yeah, he had a match with fucking Adam Rose.
Wait, there was two matches on the kickoff?
Yeah, Adam Rose versus Fandango and Naomi versus Cameron.
Damn, dude, they got the boot out of the Rumble to get that.
Yeah,
damn.
Man, it's just...
Because I walked away and then I heard Fandango's music playing. I was like, what is that?
And unfortunately, Spaghetto G, the Rosebuds now have two new members.
Oh, God.
Summer Rae and Layla.
What the hell? So that's what that picture was.
Yeah,
get rid of the damn bunny. That's what they need to get rid of.
I'm watching this Battle Royal again, and I completely missed R-Truth come out the first time.
Yeah, well, I'm pissing you up on Twitter now.
Jeez, man.
Wait, he's already following us.
Yeah.
So you joined Twitter to follow Angel. How does that make you feel?
Well, unfortunately for Angel, I didn't put Twitter to follow his ass.
Who would have thought you'd be following Angel?
You followed me? Are you serious?
But you know, I decided to get up on there, figured maybe we could bring more people to tune in to Juggalo Rider Radio, and I think it worked. So we had a caller tonight. Juggalo,
yeah, it sounds like it.
Yes. You listen to me. Yes,
Echo,
about time.
Echo is called in.
What's good?
What's good on the island?
Besides trying to rap.
Bitches.
They be holding dancing.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's me. I was just in... Actually, this island just had a tropical depression.
Excuse me?
What the fuck's a tropical depression?
Really? Are you serious?
Did it get tropical depression? Like, did it get cold as fuck over there?
No.
Yo, G, what the fuck's a tropical depression?
I have no idea.
when there's a huge hurricane in the water, and then when it starts to die down, it breaks into a tropical storm and then a tropical depression, meaning I still get the rain and the side effects of the wind and stuff like that.
She learned something from the news.
No,
holy shit.
I learned something from 8th grade. Though.
8th grade? You can remember back that far?
Surprisingly, yes.
Damn.
So, since you're trying to rap, why don't you just put a freestyle for
her? I don't right now because I'm trying to put my face on.
What? You don't got a lot of time. You got to put your face on.
Yeah.
Why is your face
what?
Off?
Oh, my God.
I always knew she was a robot or something.
Don't say that, this girl a robot, though.
I'm an alien.
Oh, man. Well, that's more reasonable coming from where you used to live.
Well, two whoops and prosper.
The fuck did you say, Angel?
I think you said that Star
Trek. And prosper.
No. I don't like Star Trek.
Ew, nerd.
Ew, nerd. Damn, Havoc, how you feel about that?
Thanks,
yeah, she's just
my sister.
I just own her. I actually disowned Echo as my sister just because she don't like nerds. Yeah, Star Wars is definitely better.
So I guess the hurricane wasn't that bad since she's on the phone.
I'm not worried about it.
I guess so.
She called in to talk to somebody else.
that's like Kim. Fucking Kim calls in, just to talk to other people on fucking GTA.
No,
I'm the only one. And I'm the normal one here, and I'm only talking to you guys.
well, you kind of chime in from here and there.
Wait. Did you say you're the normal one? Get out.
So to
speak. Jeez, the normal one, man. Jeez.
There ain't no way in hell you're normal. Let's see. Your name is Angel. So you have the name of a chick. You sound like a chick. You fucking catfish people. You know, make people think you're a chick from fucking Puerto Rico.
Oh, he just said you sound like a bitch. Oh.
What the fuck?
I guess he's trying to get people riled up.
In your face.
Echo, we're not in the street.
Yo.
Neither am I. We're in a house, actually.
Yo.
Yeah, we out. Don't go there.
It's a lot of yo's.
He's gonna get you.
Oh, yeah.
Got yo's around the world.
Yeah.
American favorite toy.
And the queen of the yo's is up on here with us, Kim.
What's up, yo?
Yeah.
OMG, yo.
She should have her own yo-yo made.
Man.
Wow. Yeah, the yo-yo ball.
You say yo-yo ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Okay, yo-yo ball. I know of a yo-yo than ball, but never heard of a yo-yo ball.
I swear they had it on TV one time, though.
No, if a yo-yo was a ball, it'd probably, be a lot easier.
The yo-yo ball is like that little ball with a cup thing that you're supposed to catch. I have no idea.
No, what the hell is the name of that?
I don't know, I cup or something? I don't know.
I remember that. I sucked at that. Still can't do that.
Yeah. Like my ghetto G said, if it was a yo-yo and a ball combined, it would be a hell of a lot easier because, it just fucking, it just bounced right back up to you.
Yeah, instead of shattering in half.
Yeah.
Or getting stuck and that's it.
Ha 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 ha. Ha
ha ha ha. Nothing like a lunatic.
Nothing
like a lunatic. Echoes on everything.
Rolled up to the scene and penna stoned.
Have you been listening to Tupac?
Actually, no, I've been listening to Tyga. The same thing, eh?
Tyga, no, it's not the same thing.
Fuck out of here, that bullshit.
That was almost a misconception right there. raise your hand if you think Tyga is a lyricist.
No.
I don't even listen to Tyga. Fuck that shit.
That's the point I'm trying to make here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You told me you don't know where I'm at. Right. I don't give a fuck.
What? Who's trying to find you?
Waldo? No, I found him. I shot him in the beast. You're welcome.
What?
A shot to the face?
Huh?
I don't know. I thought you said shot to the beach.
I told Havoc that I found Waldo and I shot him in the face. You're welcome.
Why'd you shoot Waldo?
No, I said Waldo was trying to find you. I'll be right back real fast. Yeah, hang up and then try to call back in.
So why did you shoot Waldo?
Because
that was
shirt.
The fact that Angel actually listened to me. He hung up and he's going to try to call back in.
Well, he's screwed. He's out.
Many people say that I'm high. Yeah.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
Did you just tell yourself you're not?
I told you I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I was repeating myself.
Do you got the echo effect going on, too?
Yeah. Echo.
Now I see what she'd be doing if she was a rapper. It's just be constant echoes.
That'd probably be annoying.
You'd be like the female version of J. Killer.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa, what?
I just messed up.
What?
Messed up?
Did you just ask if his nuts dropped?
I don't have to ask that because it sounded like before he kind of tells it all, so...
What?
That was a diss and you all didn't catch up on it. You guys suck. Havoc, get with your crew. They're slacking.
Get with my
Havoc's
crew.
Havoc's with his crew. Havoc has a crew now?
Yeah, when the fuck did I get a crew?
Since the only people that come on JRR is you, me, and this fool.
And this fool. There's only me and him.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, Angel.
She said this fool.
That curious force, you just said Angel's not a guy.
After you just sat here for like 5 minutes saying that he thinks he's a chick.
Oh, bud. Get all quiet.
What?
Oh, fuck.
We don't know
what we're going to be talking
on.
Where's
the
circuit? Fuck. You know, for once, I'm praying for fucking Wade Barrett to fucking win a match.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I don't want fucking what the hell is his face? Fucking the Miz having that title for fucking very long.
Title.
Aw.
Are you still watching wrestling, Havoc?
Of course.
Oh my god.
She doesn't seem too happy about me watching wrestling.
What?
Yeah, what's wrong with that echo?
Okay. Just making sure I was on the same page. And you know what you're talking about.
I don't know what the fuck's going on here, but there we are.
I can barely hear her.
I know, right?
I'm going to invite Ghetto G to this page.
More pages Ghetto G isn't going to like.
I'll trust me. This page you'll definitely like. Katie Harvey.
Didn't you already invite me to that page?
No. Not yet. She's a female wrestler out of fucking Ireland.
There goes Kofi Kingston, not getting eliminated by jumping on Big E.
Hey, what the fuck was that bullshit?
That happened the last time he was in a battle royal too, but he jumped into Rusev at the Royal Rumble.
Well, my question is, why the fuck does Heath Slater have the same fucking music that he did?
He didn't have time to change it.
Apparently not, because he came out to fucking, we're a three-man band.
Well,
three-man band.
Yes. Three-man band.
Right, guys?
And it's only one person, now.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Whee! They fuck up.
What the hell is wrong with you? This is just really awkward.
That's how you get people's attention. You can't handle this.
I don't think I want to.
Look at the eyes.
What? Are you spelling Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was going to buy that girl's album. Till I heard it.
And then who that the EP get old?
And then I refused to buy it.
Because you hate it because she's better than you.
You
just hate him because she's better than you.
Havoc can bust a better rep than that whole album.
Yes, so can I.
Well, there you go. You and Havoc could do a collaboration.
No.
I have to come there. We have to use Beastmaster's fucking recording studio.
Beastmaster. Jeez, there's an old name.
Yeah, right? I mean, does he even still fucking rap?
Could he use his recruiting studio? Or be locals?
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I think that could happen. You have doubt. That's your problem. You live your life in doubt. You always have to look towards the positive things.
Does she even know what the hell is going on?
I don't think so.
Bro, I became intelligent.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Wait. Let me slow your roll here. Hold on. Did you just say you got intelligent?
Yeah.
and then, wait. Hold on. What did you say earlier? Tyga is like Tupac. that's a contradiction.
It really is.
Come on, sing us a song, Echo.
No.
You're over there singing anyway.
I don't know what I'm saying.
She doesn't even know what the fuck she's thinking. What the hell?
I'm in the process of writing it on paper, like, when it comes to my head, and then it doesn't make sense, so then I try to change it.
Man, people put out raps that make absolutely no sense. So,
oh, yeah, that's right.
So you can pretty much say whatever you want.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, because Mad Max, I rejected that, too, so I guess I could get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, come on. For example, look at Lil Wayne. He sucks ass, but yeah, he still put out an album.
Oh, yeah, him too, huh?
Yeah, and every time you go to the store, there's shelves full of them.
Exactly.
I can't even go into Hot Topic anymore.
Yeah, Hot Topic died a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just shop online now, Victoria's Secret.
That's, like, completely different than Hot Topic, but...
I mean, no, that's right.
I mean, Havoc wants to work in Victoria's Secret, but...
It's a great job. He needs to work with me.
Now, just imagine if you went in there and Havoc worked there. You'd have to watch your back.
He's done my laundry and seen my laundry. It's not like I'm not afraid to buy like underwear in front of him.
He's done your laundry?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
You're Echo's bitch.
No, I
no,
wish
no.
I'm funny.
It's a fact, you know, when she was here, back in 09, it's just, you know, she was here, and then she left. I got stuck with her, like, 2 pairs of her fucking thongs.
What the hell, man? I don't think I want to hear anymore.
So, how's my Violent J poster?
What?
I mean, the Violent J poster, yeah, that's not there anymore.
Oh, man.
So you left your underwear and a poster there?
No, the poster was mine, anyways.
But she left their fucking underwear here, yes. She left their fucking tampons here.
What?
Oh, yeah. I kind of was rushed out by a Cidic, remember?
Yes, I remember this.
Fucking asshole.
Yes.
Were you rushed out naked?
I don't think so. I think we were doing a show.
Yeah, then fucking out of randomness, a Cidic fucking showed up.
That guy.
Yes, the robot.
That time.
Yeah, that robot that is no longer with us.
Yes. Nobody knows what the fuck happened to him. last I heard of him was he was moving in with fucking Bogus Trigger.
Oh, man. Maybe they got sick of each other, and now they're both gone.
Well, I think Bogus is back making music again. I'm not sure, though.
I think I'd rather listen to Echo.
Featuring indoor robot.
Yeah, this isn't even her final form.
What is she fucking Frieza from fucking Dragon Ball Z?
I guess so.
Kamehameha.
No, that'd be Goku, not Frieza.
Oh yeah. No, you know, there's a road sign here that's spelled just like that, like Ka-me. Ha, me, ha. You know what that means here?
You're in Hawaii, though.
Yeah, but you know what that means? It means Kamehameha. It's pronounced Kamehameha. And that was a king that was here, and he was, like, the greatest fucking royalty king on this island.
What was he a king?
And we worship, like, his, like, the Hawaiians. They, they worship his statue, and we have a Kamehameha Day, just like Martin Luther King Day. Kamehameha Day.
Well, I don't celebrate Martin Luther King Day.
I don't either.
Neither do I, but I fucking find it great we get it off for school.
Well, you know, you don't have to worry about that anymore because you're no longer in school.
Actually going back to college. I get $9,500 every month.
She comes back, and she's a rapper, and she's going to school.
Yeah, how about that?
And I get, like, $9,500 every 3 months of going to school.
Are you going to school, like, every 3,000 months? Is that what you just said?
What?
No, every 3 months I get $9,500. Like, it's kind of like
Is that from your grant? Your drug dealing on the side?
Nah, bro, that's totally different. It's at least like $225,000. Yeah.
It's kind of like the drug dealers on the street over on the corner of the street over here. They have terrible customers because they come outside of their house and they sit in their car and they honk their horn.
Oh, no, bro, it's totally different. If you walk down the road, you're like, hey, bro, what's good? And you just cruise with that person. And
well, I don't want to walk down that street.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. There's woods here that, like, a bunch of homeless people live in. Those houses that are, like, construction site, like, extra wood and stuff like that.
Did
that's
you just get a list?
Delta.
Did you just get a lisp?
I think she did.
she stumbled on construction. So you got people selling drugs on the street and homeless people in the woods.
And she gained a lisp.
Wait, hold on. Weren't we just talking about some homeless people or something in the woods? Or some crazy girl in the woods or something.
Man, last time I checked, Echo was the craziest person in the woods.
Well, she still is, but we were talking about something else.
I don't know. I remember.
Now.
You what?
Living in an apartment now. That's kind of scary. Where's your blanket? Is that what you just said?
No,
I can't. I still don't know what the hell is going on with her.
What happened to Yo?
I don't know. Kimberly!
I came to, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. As she moans.
Are you touching yourself?
No.
Are you lying to us?
No.
Of course she is.
I'm talking to someone.
Someone?
Yeah.
Someone touching yourself.
Why are we not allowed to know?
We all do it. Don't be ashamed. This is JR.
Well, Havoc always goes to the bathroom, so, I mean, pretty much the same thing.
Right.
Actually, now for the past couple days, I've been playing a trip before I go take a piss.
Wow.
Yeah, things have changed.
Yeah, I see that.
I think Yo Punk just left us again.
I think she's talking to Angel.
Yeah, so, you know, he can't call back in now.
She can always three-way him in if she really wants him here.
Journey loves Chachi.
The fuck is she talking about now?
Um, I don't know.
I swear, like, every time Echo here calls in, like, I swear, like, we get fucking transported, like, into, like, an alternate dimension.
Yeah, I have no idea what to say. That bag of drugs hasn't fully gone into my body.
Shit, the secret.
Yeah, no, not yet. What was that?
I don't know.
You see what I mean? Every time she calls in, we get sucked into an universe. I think she just dropped the phone.
Butterfingers.
No.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't mind them. What?
Bad fucking Monica Lee's a fucking crackhead.
Yeah.
Speaking of crackhead, did you see what's Cass the newest fucking video where she puts a bag over her head?
What the hell? is she showing us her weird fetishes or something?
Well, apparently someone decided to send her a fucking Sephora bag full of fucking makeup and shit. And at the end of the video, she puts the bag on her head.
Are all those females nuts?
I'm guessing so.
Like Jessica Negri, she puts stickers and all that all over her face.
She yeah.
Eats and random put things.
She put a fucking candy bra on. Because
yeah, which was amazing that it actually went over her boobs.
Yeah, right?
And now you got Liz Katz putting bags on her head. Like, are they, I swear, they're all crazy.
But I guess, you know, me sending her that fucking polyrath fucking boy shorts, you know, isn't the craziest thing since someone sent her a fucking butt plug.
Yeah, she showed her dad that. He didn't know what to say.
Hell nah, man.
And then she brought out that hammer or whatever. He's like, where's your butt plug or something like that?
I guess this means we can send her sex toys and she won't mind.
Them one people, they sent her like that dick or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Now she got a butt plug. I bet you she uses it.
Yeah, she probably will. Now all she needs is a supersonical vibrator.
Yeah, I don't even know why you know that they have things like that.
And why the fuck is Kimberly sobbing for? Oh, because she hung up. Dumbass. That was just me, you, and Echo.
I don't like the way these pants look.
I don't like how they look either.
Yeah, I think Ghetto G would rather you not wear them at all.
Not a big fan of pants.
Yeah, no.
Not a big fan of fire either.
What?
I said not a big fan of fire either.
Why are you talking about fire in the bathroom?
Doubt him. But if there
you
was,
you don't know.
I'm pretty sure if there was a fire in the bathroom, they'd be out by now.
Why would there be a fire in the bathroom?
I don't know. Maybe I'd set the fucking shower curtain on fire because I don't like the look of it.
You would set your shower on fire?
Shower curtain, motherfucker. Curtain.
Same thing.
Yes, because I'm tired of looking at a fucking dolphin.
So get a new one.
I just might do that. I might go to fucking Bed Bath & Beyond or something like that and get me a new fucking shower curtain.
You should
there
just,
you go.
Like, you should print out a picture and then go to Bed Bath & Beyond and then have me spinning fire in different, like, shots on your shower curtain, and that way you'll take a happy shower.
Man, he'll be in the shower way too long. He does that.
Extra clean.
If that's what you want to say.
So in other words, Echo wants to be my fucking shower curtain.
That's what she just said, yeah.
I think
that's kind of disturbing. Like, aren't you supposed to be like my sister? And you want me? And you want me to fucking have you as my fucking shower curtain?
Oh.
Now that's some fucking straight up crazy incest right there.
Blood related.
But still.
You're my Hanai brother.
Yo, what?
Yo, what, brother?
Hanai.
The fuck is Hanai?
Some Hawaiian shit.
A good friend that considers me a sister type thing.
Considers you a sister but will still have sex with you.
Never.
Yeah, and you know, apparently she wants me jacket off her fucking pictures.
Yeah, I guess she's alright with it. She gave you the okay.
If that's the case, I'll fucking put on a picture of fucking Monica Lee and, you know, make, you know, just make her my fucking shower curtain.
She didn't give you the okay.
Yes, she did. Because if you remember, in one of her videos, she told us, you know, to hang her posters in the fucking, in the bathroom. You know, like across from the toilet. Or above the toilet,
that's
whatever.
Right. There you go. Yeah, get a shower curtain made and send her a picture of it.
Right,
well, I caption it, well, I think it's shower time.
Yeah. Water range of power.
What did you just say? Did you say the water ranger?
Yeah.
Well, this just got disturbing.
Well, you said it. Well, you said it. You said shower time.
But you said the shower ranger. What the hell?
Yeah, so like when it's shower time, mean turning into like a water ranger.
Oh my god!
Whatever you want to say.
Oh my god. See, you like the idea? Freaking out about it.
Yeah. She's over there getting naked as we speak.
And she probably is.
I have fucking green ears.
The hell?
Why do you have green ears? Oh, that reminds me, wait, you're an alien.
Yeah, it's starting to show now.
Oh, Well, I guess there's only one thing left to do. Little B, Cardelli.
No, because I put a green paint pen on the outside of my phone, like around like the outside to make it different. And second, I had my shoulder and ear like holding the phone as I changed my pants, and now I have a fucking green ear.
You're just in.
Shouldn't you have waited until it dried?
It's been hours.
And, my question is, you know, about the whole thing of you saying being intelligent.
That was just a stupid move. I'm so intelligent.
Oh, Echo.
Let's see. I guess intelligent girl means now thinking Tyga and Tupac are the same thing and having green ears.
See that?
Yeah.
I guess I'm pretty dumb then.
Yeah, I guess I am too. I guess in this case, you know, she could become the new Green Ranger.
Or the new villain.
Yeah, green ears.
Really? That's the best you got? Ow, what the hell's going on over there?
Maybe fucking Jessica Inkley sends her butt plug. She's trying it out.
She said, ow. But now she likes it.
Yeah, see? I have a weird-ass sister.
Now just imagine if she really was your sister.
I'd be embarrassed. Yeah, so how about the fact that I put my fucking speakers in my fucking closet away from my TV, and when I turn my PS3 on, it still makes that fucking white noise.
That what noise? White noise?
Yeah, you know, that fucking white noise, that fucking hummy noise that it makes.
Who the hell calls it white noise?
I call it white noise.
That's with, like, what's that, like, spirits in the damn TVs and shit or something, whatever the hell. But no, man, I had that same problem. I moved my speaker away and whatnot. It's the damn wire that's on the PlayStation.
What the fuck?
Because I wiggled that around a little bit until it stopped doing the static on there, and now it sounds fine. But it's definitely that wire, man.
Yeah, man, for me, like I literally have to fucking take the wire out for like at least 10, 20 seconds and put it back in.
Yeah, because I moved the speaker, it was still staticky shit, and I saw I fucked with the wire, and now it's not static anymore.
Which is weird because it's for the PS3 to be connected to your TV, so why the fuck is it making that noise?
Yeah, see, I thought it was my old TV, but it wasn't even that. Damn.
Yeah, see? And we lost green ears.
Jeez. But it's definitely the PlayStation wire, so look into that.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably go to GameStop and maybe I'll ask them about it.
It's the one you plug into your TV.
Yeah, I think it's called like an S-video S-video wire or something like that.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Which means I could put my fucking speakers back in, since we now know it's not that. It's the fucking wire.
It's definitely not the speakers.
Yeah, see, it makes no sense. Like, why the fuck does it do that if, like, it's meant to be connected to the TV?
I don't know, because every time I'd watch, like, NXT and all that, man, it'd be staticky stop, you know? is annoying.
Yeah, man, see? And it's funny because of the fact, it was like that with even with my old TV.
No, I'm saying with my brand new TV I just got.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like my old TV, and with this TV, it does the same thing.
Yeah, see, not speakers. Not the TV.
When turned on and plugged into my TV.
It's about as weak as Randy Orton doing a submission hold.
Yeah, pretty much. Again, Orton just trying to do fucking submission hold ever.
Like he was doing the one-legged Boston Crab, and he barely even did it.
Yeah. This is why he should not have to do those anymore.
That's probably the only thing John Cena can actually pull off as a submission hold.
Yeah, right.
Everything else, man, just looks like shit.
It's so damn true.
Did you see that bulldog he did? What was that?
I don't even know.
Did you see the fisherman suplex? It wasn't even a fucking fisherman suplex. It was fucking Alicia Fox does a better one.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
Even though she does Northern Lights suplex, but same thing. But yeah, man, last year Battleground wasn't that great. This year Battleground wasn't that great. And they had all of these good matches set up too.
Yeah. Man, they should do something about that shit.
Dude, I completely missed that part too. Roman Reigns stopped Orton from grabbing the rope and they just pulled him out of the ring. To break him out of the submission old Cena had him in.
Yeah, that's just fucking retarded. I found fucking Veronica from fucking, not Veronica, Victoria from, he was a cosplay. Yeah, man, yeah, definitely check out fucking Katie Harvey, man. Yo, she's fucking sexy as fuck.
It's also what you said about the last few links you sent me last time.
Well, Katie Harvey's definitely fucking hot. And WWE needs to fucking sign her. They need to sign her, Danger Dawn, and Siren.
Yeah, speaking of Dawn, yeah, Dawn got a big old tattoo on her chest now.
Oh, God. That must be stirring.
Just it's a bunch of words there. Like, why? Why did you do that? You already had, what the hell is her next thing?
I don't remember.
Only God can judge, is that what it says?
Probably.
Whatever that on her neck, and now she got something about loyalty on her chest.
Maybe it's something for fucking, the folks that do his name. Not the folks that do his name, that, you know, that's the one that's in prison.
Diggler.
Yeah, there you go. Dolph Diggler or something like that.
Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, that bullshit. So, maybe that's what it's for. being loyal to him.
Jeez. The WWE Network said, I'm going to turn this off.
Why?
Because it stopped playing.
Yeah, I'm going to invite you to Danger Dawn and Siren's page as well. I actually saw the matches that Katie Harvey had, and a couple of Siren and Danger Dawn. They're actually not that bad. I mean, Siren's got some work to do, but it's whatever.
I don't understand this WWE Network. All right, on the schedule, it has Battleground, then Countdown, then Total Divas. Okay, but then on the home, it says Countdown, Battleground Kickoff.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. I don't want that shit.
And then CM Punk, and then WCW. Like, what the hell?
I don't know. But trust me, man, you will definitely like fucking Siren.
That was like Alyssa Bliss. Or Alexa, I don't know what I'm saying. Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks. That happened on Thursday.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, it's good to know that the BFFs are no longer together.
They haven't been together for the longest time now.
Well, now that fucking Sasha Banks and Charlotte are no longer together.
Nobody needs to be with Charlotte.
Hell no. Why did Siren Cody need to make her own Titantron? Who the fuck's the song about? But yeah, this fucking chick sounds like she's kind of thick. She got a nice fat ass. Same with fucking Katie Harvey, Danger Dawn. Only I could find Lucifer.
My dog did not like that song.
Man, is there anything that your dog doesn't like?
Well, I'm just saying, her ears just went all crazy. And she likes a lot of things.
I'm just making sure. Because every time she hears something that she don't like, she barks.
Well, this time she just kind of heard it.
Let's see here. Lucifer Cronley. Yep, no results for her. But, yeah, if he's... Check them out, though. Definitely do it. No, it's totally worth it. Especially with Katie Harvey's the first female of Irish wrestling.
Let me guess. It's Finley's kid.
Nah. I don't know whose kid she is, but she definitely was good.
And when the hell did Bray Wyatt get a black eye?
I don't know. Maybe he got it from fucking Chris Jericho tonight.
But he had it before the match.
And I don't know.
I love how people just randomly come out with injuries and whatnot, all bruised up, and you don't, and they don't ever tell you why.
Oh, yeah. Then you get the legs to fucking...
Like, nobody even mentioned that he had a black eye, either.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Usually they talk about the mother in the ring and shit, but they didn't even bring that up.
No, they didn't.
What the hell does Michael Cole have? Does he have a calculator?
I think so.
Why does he have a calculator?
So he can add up how many matches he's have gone on during the night.
How many matches he fucked up, Colin?
I mean, seriously, man, like, why does he need a calculator?
Like, the King, man, all he has is a cell phone just chilling there. See, that's simple.
Yeah.
The rest of them, they got a bunch of papers, pens, calculators, laptops, all this. What the hell?
Stuff that they don't need.
I don't know, maybe WWE wants him to have a calculator so that way he seems smart.
Yeah, it's not helping him.
There ain't nothing helping him. I'm gonna see. He's always getting knocked the fuck out by somebody and dying.
Yeah. Always down. 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then fucking, surprisingly enough, the fucking Spanish announce table didn't get taken out tonight. Well, it almost did. Until fucking Triple H came out and broke up the fucking fight. I mean, come on, Triple H, let them fight. They were supposed to have a fucking match. Ambrose versus Rollins. Never happened. Did you die? I guess we'll be back tomorrow night.